Hey everyone, welcome to Naughty Time with Clutter Goddess, and I have to say, I'm a little surprised that I'm already doing episode 3, but this freaking app, Anchor, makes it so easy to put the stuff together that here I am, making episode 3. Enjoy. So today the topic is toes, and a little qualifier here, I'm young. The first time I ever saw toes being worshipped or licked was when I was watching 6 Feet Under, the show on HBO. I was in high school, and I got my my wisdom teeth out, and there was nothing that I could do. I was sitting there watching some of the earliest TV that you could watch just on a computer. I think I had the DVDs rented, actually, is how I was doing it, and watching it on my laptop. And luckily or unluckily, my body responds not at all to Vicodin or any of those kinds of pain medicines. So I'm sitting there in agony and not really sure why these medicines aren't working that the doctors prescribed to me. So I'm watching one of these episodes of 6 Feet Under, and it was with that really hot, I don't know, I think she's hot. She's, the daughter in that show, and she's in a van in high school with this guy who licks her toes. And I'd never considered this before. And I was like, ah, wow, I wonder what that's about. So long story short with this episode is he kind of rats on her, and the whole school gets to hear about this, and it's like a humiliating experience, and she can't believe she even let this guy do it, and it was his thing to begin with. And some shows just have such a way of kind of striking a chord in your heart, whether you've ever been involved in a situation like that. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about toes or foot fetish at all, but boy, sometimes shows can really kind of speak to situations. So, but it did get me a little curious about feet, and I had never had my toes sucked before or my feet worshipped in any way, shape, or form up at that point. But later, I started really being excited about my feet being massaged and touched and kissed and licked and fondled even, and it's something that's really grown as a pleasure spot for me. And you know, people talk about there are like erogenous zones and things, and I just think every body is completely different. And so if you are with a woman, you know, and I'm assuming you're a guy, and I know I don't just have male listeners, but here I'm talking to the guys here, ask her what she likes. Novel idea, right? So sometimes what you like, what turns you on, can be a little embarrassing. And I can bet that as you're listening, you have been embarrassed by a thing or two that you've enjoyed. Whether the person you're with, if you were with somebody else at the time, had any sort of qualms about it or not. Sometimes it can be this kind of like exciting / embarrassing thing to find out that you're into something. And I think where a lot of us go wrong is making it a big deal, making it define us, making it mean something about who we are. And one of the things that I've done is, I don't know where I got this idea, but I just decided at one point where, you know, what I'm into or what turns me on in the moment, it does not define who I am. I'll just enjoy it. Maybe it lasts 5 seconds. Maybe it's something that I go back to for years, but I'm not going to let it necessarily shape like how I see myself. It's really just pleasure. And I know people see these things in totally different ways, but that's how it's been for me. So I'd say dominance is slightly different, because for me that's been like this overarching theme for a long time. So I don't necessarily define myself as a foot fetishist, but if someone comes along and loves my feet, I am very, very excited by that. So I wonder what kinds of things turn you guys on, and what kinds of things have you been humiliated by in the past? And I know that's a big question, but this app is kind of cool in that you can leave me voice messages if you would like to be so vulnerable to leave me a few second clip about what that is for you, and maybe I'll speak to that in the future on some of these episodes. But for me, life is worth living, pleasure is worth experiencing, and you know, if you've got something that excites you and just brings a sense of excitement and joy and pleasure to your life, why not explore what that is and see where it can go, and not necessarily make it define who you are, but more just have it be a curiosity. So that's my take on the subject. So there you have it. That is episode 3 of Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. And you can always find me on Twitter and Instagram at @1GlitterGoddess and on my website, worshipglittergoddess.com. Until next time, bye-bye.